That guy with the big voice you just heard announced the show. I guess I don't need to repeat anything he said, except that it is Community Connection. I'm Bill Davis, your host. Always our platforms, 96.5 FM, Newstalk 790 AM, and on the World Wide Web, the WWW thing that all the kids are talking about. That's at KGMI.com. Also, by the way, quick mention, if you missed any of our shows, you can always go to KGMI.com, our podcast page, because we load those up instantly so that you can listen again and again and again. And I know that that's what Mary Nessel Klein does with Cascade Connections. You spend all your time listening to the podcasts, don't you?
Well, sure, Bill.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
they're kind of fun to add to Facebook.
I'm sorry.
You know.
I just wrote that script out for you, and you completely went off script. We're speaking with Mary Nessel Klein. She is the, your title always confuses me. You're the residential administrator, coordinator, boss lady.
Yeah, I sometimes they throw a contracts person in there, too. I don't know.
Give me the exact title.
Residential contracts administrator.
Which means she administrates residential contracts.
Apparently.
I'm a real smart person. There is no off position on my genius switch when I figure out your title.
Anyway, it also means I clean gutters and
you do a little bit of everything.
Lots of different hats.
For a while. She's, by the way, Mary's with Cascade Connections. When's the last time you and I spoke? It was a few weeks ago, wasn't it? Months ago?
I think it may have been a couple of months ago. It was before our recruitment event that we had.
Did I do something to tick you off? were you in the, what do they call that? The program where they keep people hidden, the FBI does it. You didn't go underground.
The witness protection program.
Yeah, you didn't do that, did you?
No, okay. I've just been busy.
I figured as much. You have brought people with you. It is a crowded studio today. So why don't you tell us who's here?
Well, we have Becky Cole.
Becky Cole.
Hello.
Nice seeing you.
And Becky is a manager in our Linden Supported Living Program. Mm-hmm. And we have Michaela, who is an advocate at our Bellingham Supported Living Program.
I'm assuming you advocate from time to time.
Yeah, I do, indeed. Yeah.
Okay. What are we going to talk about today?
I'd like to talk about staffing and hiring, really, at Cascade in order to serve more people.
Before we even get to that, let's tell everybody what Cascade Connections does.
We serve people with disabilities throughout Whatcom County in a variety of different ways. We help people residentially. We also help people vocationally to get jobs and supported employment.
So you're hiring now, right?
We're always hiring. Yeah. And again, in order for us to serve more clients, we have a huge wait list. We need to hire and we need to get people in that are passionate about the job.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd bring these gals in to talk about why they chose to work for Cascade and why other people should choose to work for Cascade.
Oh, excellent. Well, we're going to let them do the heavy lifting now. Becky, how long have you been with Cascade, by the way?
I've been with Cascade for about, just over a year and a half.
Uh-huh, yeah. Fulfilling, I assume?
It's very fulfilling.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what made you decide to go to work for them?
Well, quite honestly, I was a music teacher and
really
kind of left that field to...
Are you an instrument player as well?
I'm more vocal.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Left that field because I was a bit burned out, needed a change, and I have found this to be a great fit for me.
Boy, that seems like 180 degrees, doesn't it? Going from music teacher to this.
Well, in a lot of ways, you're still serving people. Mm-hmm. I mean, as a teacher, you're serving kids, teaching children how to do things. Yeah. And in this field, as a manager now, it's enjoyable and fulfilling to teach staff and train them in how to be successful as a caregiver. Mm-hmm. And also, it's been great just learning a new trade.
I was going to ask you basically what you do there. You know, we know now you've been there a year and it's very fulfilling. So what exactly do you do?
Well, I was a caregiver direct support staff for a while, and then I became an advocate like Michaela, and I really learned how to advocate for clients at doctor's offices and in their daily living at home. And then now as a manager, I'm just learning how to, my job has been changing, but
we've talked to Mary Nessel Klein about this all the time, that every day is exactly the same, right? nothing changes on your 8-hour day, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, from what I understand, every day is totally different when you come in.
It is. But right now focusing on just keep making sure staff feel comfortable in the homes, knowing, helping them understand what they're supposed to be doing, how to care for our clients, and then also the paperwork behind the scenes, the plan, the state plans that need to be written, and keeping up on employee files and that kind of thing in the office.
Sure. Well, you mentioned Michaela, who's with us, and you're the is it just advocate, or is there a longer title for that?
No, I'm just an advocate at the moment.
Oh, wait a minute! I said just an advocate. Now, that, I do not mean to diminish at all.
No,
but,
no.
But so, how long have you been with Cascade?
With Cascade, I've been about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? What was your background? Where'd you come from?
So I actually worked in a daycare, and I was in school before I came to this job. And honestly, I did not know what this job was until I went to the interview.
Yeah.
And I was just looking for an overnight job to get me through school. And it ended up, after the interview, I was thinking, I'm like, I want to do this job.
Suddenly it's turned into a career.
It turned into a career.
Yeah.
And I started out for almost a year doing overnights. Working with certain clients. And
so what does an advocate do?
An advocate, well, we help facilitate, make sure that they're able to get out, to make sure they're meeting their goals that they've chosen, making sure staff know what they're doing, and if they have any questions, we're the ones to go to if we're at, for those clients, and it's just really fun.
I mentioned this a minute ago with Becky. Pretty fulfilling, I would assume.
Yes. Within that year, I realized I wanted to do more than just overnights.
And Mary, I assume you like hearing that from your staff.
It makes me really happy. And I, you know, I thought Michaela and Becky had interesting stories for how they came to Cascade that your audience might be able to relate to. It might spark some curiosity. You know, we've actually had a large number of teachers come to work for us. You know, Becky and I were chatting on our way here that off the top of my head, there's like 10 teachers I can think of that have came to work for us because it's
a
great. It
sounds like the skill set can transfer over.
Yeah. And people who remain teachers sometimes too and work for us on the weekends, and we're really flexible and they can increase their hours over the summer. And then, you know, like Michaela, who was a student, we're also a great place for students to work. You get lots of homework done on those overnight shifts.
Yeah, yes. I can imagine. So, Becky, if somebody's thinking about working for Cascade Connections, what would you tell them?
Well, I think everyone should give a year of their life to, to try this. There's a need, and I think that you learn by learning all the new skills that are offered. You do gain a lot of lifelong skills that you may end up using even with your own parents or, you know, as a caregiver. We all get older. Our parents all get older.
Right.
And you find yourself in that caregiving role, and Cascade pays for your training. So that's a huge positive thing there for this company. And I just, I think that if people are struggling or wanting something a little different in their life, they should give this a try.
Michaela, anything to add to that?
I mean, I've also seen people who have come in and helped me with their life experiences. I haven't experienced anything, but I learned so much from other staff who come in, and in return, they help clients like learn something new. We've had people come in and teach our clients woodworking and photography, and it's just amazing to see our clients also grow along with the staff, because the staff never thought they could get a job that they could work with their skills. And we always, and I love watching people grow with that.
Well, Mary Nessel Klein, now that everybody has heard this, they're saying, I want to work for Cascade Connections. So how do they go about getting a hold of you guys?
They can look us up online, cascadeconnections.org. We're also on Facebook, and they can certainly give us a call, 360-714-9355. Exciting news! I no longer have an extension that I have to remember, Bill.
Nice! Nice.
We have a live person that answers the phone now, and you can just ask for Mary, and he will transfer you, and I can walk anyone through the steps for how to apply online.
You've joined the 21st century.
Yeah.
Nice. Always good seeing you, Mary. Mary Nessel Klein and Becky Michaela. You guys are welcome back anytime. Come back and see us, okay? Excellent.
Thank you.
Will continue here with Community Connection as our friends from Cascade Connections depart the studio. See, I didn't mess it up this time. How about that? Here on, like I said, Community Connection, KGMI News Talk, 790KGMI.com, 96.5 FM in Bellingham.